You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Hey, y'all, what's up? Good morning and welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and daily podcast. This is your host, Fawn Strong, new last name. And what a restful night I had last night. Yes. Yes, that's exactly how I want to open up this morning's podcast, with a praise of thanksgiving to God for a restful night of sleep. Y'all, whew. You can't take a restful night of sleep for granted. You got to give the Lord praise and thanksgiving for that thing. You know what I'm saying? You can't just be taking it for granted. You can't just be like, oh, I sleep good all the time. Because some people don't. Some people don't sleep good no night. Some people have very few good nights of sleep. So I am thankful and I praise God for a restful night of sleep, because y'all know, yesterday was the first day of homeschooling. Yes. Through Classical Conversations, and it was our community day. And I can't even begin to tell y'all how good God is, how God just wowed me and my kids with such a fun learning experience. I was so into the class, y'all. Now, there are a couple of classes that they take, and one of them, I'm actually their tutor, which is kind of like the role of teacher, but because I'm really their teacher at this house, you know, for homeschooling. But when, as a tutor, and I kind of explained this yesterday, but as a tutor, I model to the students and the parents the work for that week. So I'm not a teacher, I'm a tutor. But anyway, there's another class where I'm not the tutor. And y'all, I was so into the class. It was, guess what kind of class it was? Guess. Did you guess writing? I hope you guessed writing. It was a writing class. I mean, it was more than writing. It was grammar. It was math. It was all of that. But I was like, God, I know you didn't just do this for me. I mean, you didn't just do this for my kids. You did it for me too. That's what I've been to say. He didn't just do it for them. He did it for me too. I'm relearning all about grammar and writing. And to be honest, I may come out of this knowing math without using my fingers. Yeah. I know. Y'all like, what? You use your fingers? Yes. I still use my fingers to do math. My kids be looking at me like, mommy, you don't know 8 plus 8 is 16. Well, that one I do know. But if you try to give me some numbers that most people probably know, I may not know it. Okay. And I may just be using my fingers. And it ain't no shame in my game. Okay. I just use my fingers because it's some stuff that I know that you don't know. Okay. So we can't be judging each other. Okay. You need to repent if you're judging me for counting on my fingers right now. But y'all, it was such an amazing, amazing day. And man, it was amazing. It was a bit overwhelming. I will admit that. But I came away from it knowing that, oh man, this was a great choice. This was a great decision. This was really good to do. And I'm so glad that I was pushed into a position to have to make a decision that I got to see, you know, God move in such a major way. Because, you know, God will orchestrate a thing. How do I want to say this? I wouldn't have chosen homeschool just on a regular, you know what I mean? Like, I thought about, you know, private school, and I thought about these different, you know, ways of educating my children. But, you know, from a financial standpoint or whatever, it was always like, well, can I really afford to do that? Or can this happen? You know, just from that mindset of, can I do that? Whereas now my mindset, because of prayer and the relationship, the intimate relationship I have with the Holy Spirit, I'm able to make decisions that are wise. Y'all know we read in the book of Proverbs. So I'm able to make decisions that are wise for my kids, for me, for our family. And that's just a great feeling, y'all. That's just a great feeling. You couldn't have told me that I would be about to run this homeschool schedule today, like I'm about to run it. But I'm excited, and I think this particular program that the Lord led me to is one that will allow us to grow in Him as well as to grow in our learning. And it's not just my kids, it's me as well. So I'm super excited. Yes, I'm super excited this morning. And I just want to say, I didn't rise up early this morning. Like yesterday, y'all know I was saying I was up super early, and I was. Well, that kicked me right in the butt this morning because I was like, oh, Lord. Y'all, after yesterday's amazing class, that last night I was so tired. I'm talking about tired, okay? But the thing is, I couldn't just go to sleep. It was things that still needed to be done. And I just thank God for giving me the energy to do everything that he's called me to do. Like, straight up, I just thank him for that. I thank him for giving me the energy to just, you know, run my household the way that he would want me to run it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just thankful this morning. I'm excited about what the day holds. And I just want to share a little bit with y'all about my conversation that I had with the Holy Spirit this morning. So let's jump right into that because I got to go teach these kids. Okay. So yeah, this morning, like I said, I ain't get up early, super early, I should say. I still got up early, but not super early. But I feel very well rested because, you know, I'm a better mama. I'm a better teacher. I'm a better daughter. I'm a better friend. I'm a better businesswoman when I'm well rested. But this morning I got up, I prayed in the spirit, and I read Proverbs 26 for the scriptural Bible study. I hope you're still reading and keeping up with us on this Bible study. Yes. But this morning while I was praying, the Holy Spirit gave me some research instructions for the podcast. And y'all, I wouldn't have gotten those research instructions from him if I had not spent time with him this morning. But I do want to tell you this. He didn't give me those instructions right out the gate. Like he didn't, as soon as my feet hit the ground, as soon as my eyes opened up, he didn't tell me these specific instructions, you know, about the podcast. He waited until after I gave him praise. He waited until after I gave him thanksgiving. Think about it. Would you want to cut off praise, compliments, or adoration from somebody you love? And someone you know loves you? No, you wouldn't. You want to get all that. You want to get all them compliments. You know what I'm saying? Somebody encourage you or speak highly of you. You know what I'm saying? Give you praise, compliments, adoration. They all loving on you and stuff. Would you cut that off to be like, oh yeah, let me tell you something. Let me give you this business idea. No, you wouldn't do that. So that's how our Father is. He wants, you know, he loves when we praise him. You know what I'm saying? He inhabits the praise of his people. Like he loves that. And so he didn't want to tell me about no podcast stuff until after I had given him praise and thanksgiving. So now I was reading Proverbs 26 and it was mainly talking about fools and how they behave and why we shouldn't be foolish. And I was like, man, this chapter is really talking about foolishness. Like about don't be a fool. Don't, you know, these are some of the things that I got. Sometimes it's best to ignore fools. I mean, I know that because I'm like, nah, they don't make sense. You know, what they doing over there. It says sometimes it's best to ignore fools. Other times, though, it may be wise to reply to fools using their own argument so that you can demonstrate how foolish they really are. You know what I'm saying? You're like, wait a minute now. Listen to yourself. And then you tell them what they said. Just to demonstrate how foolish it sounds. That was in the Bible, Proverbs 26. It says, fools repeat foolishness. Now, I know that to be true. Because, you know, people be like, man, they've been a fool their whole life. They've been foolish their whole life. It's true. The Bible says it. Fools repeat foolishness. Gossip. Talk about gossip in this chapter. Gossip keeps up conflict. You know that. You know gossip keeps up conflict. But did you know that gossip and quarreling are sins? Did you know that part? Uh-huh. See, you out there gossiping, you talking about people, you sinning, you need to repent. Then it said, don't look at yourself and think that you are wise all by yourself, because you're not, boo-boo. You're not. You're not wise all by yourself. You got to get into the word of God. That makes you have wisdom. That makes you have knowledge. That makes you be, you know, understanding. Yeah, But you ain't wise out by yourself. Don't think that, okay? And then this one right here, y'all. Don't be deceptive and then make the excuse that you was just joking or just playing. I have to tell my kids this all the time because they like to joke. And what do we used to call it when we were younger? Jonesing on each other? Or is it jonesing? That might be love. Nah, jonesing is not, that's not the right thing for them. My bad. No, is it? I can't remember what it's called. My goodness. But y'all know what I'm talking about when you be joking or playing or the dozens. You know, you be joking and playing with people, but you being deceptive, you being manipulative, you being mean, you're bullying. And then you be like, nah, I was just playing with you. You know, you try to circumvent the consequences of people looking at you like, I ain't even finna deal with you no more because you play too much. See, but you be like, nah, I was just playing with you. And then somebody be like, yeah, I know, you play too much. And I ain't joking about you playing too much and I'm not about to be around you because you play too much. You know, the Bible talks about that. It says, don't do that. I was like, whoa, that's in verse 19. For those of you like, what is that in the Bible? Proverbs 26, verse 19. It says, so is the person who deceives his neighbor and says, I was only joking. See there? It's in the Bible, y'all. Everything we need is in the Bible. It's so interesting to me that we don't be wanting to read our Bible. And I ain't just talking about you. I'm talking about I was like that. Like, I'm so glad that I'm using the word was. I was like that, but I'm so glad that I'm not like that anymore. Then chapter 26, it talks about as parents, we are to model to our children how to live a life from the divine perspective, because that kind of life will bring blessings and joy. And I was just thinking, I was praying this morning, and a lot of times I'll go through, I thank God, and I thank God for Jesus, and I thank Jesus, and then I'll be like, thank you for the Holy Spirit. And when I thank Jesus, though, I'm like, Jesus, thank you for coming to the earth to model how we are supposed to be, how we are supposed to live, the kind of life we're supposed to live. That's what Jesus came and did. He modeled how we were supposed to be. He didn't just come to save us, and I thank you. I thank him for that. I thank him that he came to save us first and foremost. I thank God that he sent him to save us from sin, but he also modeled how we are to be. And in this book of Proverbs chapter 26, it tells us parents that we are to model to our children how to live a life from the divine perspective, like how to live life from God's perspective, because that's the kind of life, honestly, that's the only lifestyle that will bring blessings and joy for us. And then don't hire fools. Y'all, that last one, verse 10, that's verse 10, Proverbs 26:10. That really stood out to me. It said, don't hire fools. In the Message translation, it says, hire a fool or a drunk and you shoot yourself in the foot. Bottom line, don't hire no fool, y'all. That's bad for business. And many of us have had interactions with foolish people with badges and name tags. Come on, you know I'm telling the truth. We didn't want to patron those. We don't want to patron those places anymore, right? We don't want to be dealing with folks that be acting foolish with you. You know, don't want to give you but two napkins and stuff. That's foolish when you know you done ordered a whole greasy meal. I'm just kidding, y'all. I'm just kidding. I don't know why people be doing that type of foolishness, but don't make sense to me. But on the real, we don't want to patron those places anymore where people treat us, you know, wrong. We didn't want those folks wearing badges that didn't honor the code, that they took. You know what I'm saying? The code of honor that they took. There's some people wearing badges that are foolish, and we know it. We see it. We've seen it on the news. It's some foolish people wearing badges. You know what I'm saying? And the different organizations that have hired, or businesses or governmental agencies that have hired these fools, they weren't wise. Because the Bible says, don't hire fools. But speaking of the law, which I surreptitiously referred to in the previous thought, today I kept thinking about something I heard recently about how to pray. Now we're talking about law, so make sure you're flowing with me. Our prayers are petitions. And when we pray, we aren't to be coming to God begging, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, if it's your will, Lord. Oh, Lord, if it's your will, please heal. Oh, Lord. Oh. We are to plead our case according to his word. That's what we come, when we come to the Lord in prayer, we are to plead our case according to his word. But you got to know his word. That is like, oh man, I got to know his word in order to plead the case. I was watching Dr. Miles Monroe, and you know, many of y'all have heard me refer to him quite a bit because I binged a lot of his sermons and YouTube. And he taught me so much about the kingdom of God. I mean, and how it all works. It's like, if you want to really understand how it works, if you've been like me, you was in church your whole life and you still don't know how it worked, like you want to start seeking God and being able to look for sermons or people that are able to speak to you in a language that you really understand, where you actually have revelation. Kind of like the revelation I had this morning, because I was like, God's will. And I was like, hold up, like a will? Like where we write a will, you know, a living will where we leave things to people when we die, or we leave instructions on what to do when we die. I was like, I never thought about God's will in that particular manner. You may have. Now, you may be like, you just not getting it. Yeah, I'm just not getting it. Because I just was like, oh, the God's will. I used to think wheel was like a wheel, like on a car when I was a kid. I was like in the middle of a wheel. We were singing the song and I'm like, wheel. I'm thinking car wheel. But anyway, now that I'm older, I'm like, oh, wheel, like the wheel, like this is what I want you to do. I'm no longer here, but this is my wheel. This is what I leave to you when I go away. Y'all. I caught that revelation this morning. Okay. I know you might be like, girl, you late. Better late than never. Okay. But the Holy Spirit brought back to my remembrance another book that I had read, a little bitty book called Pleading Your Case by Kenneth Hagin. Y'all, this book, which I highly recommend you read, you just go on Amazon and type in Plead Your Case by Kenneth E. Hagin. The book probably will take you 30 minutes. I actually read the book during my prayer time this morning because the Lord brought that to my remembrance that I had read that book, I think last year maybe. But when I was thinking about what Dr. Miles Monroe said about we are to pray or plead our case according to his word, that when we pray, we are to remind God of his promises. We are to lay our case before him legally and plead our case as a lawyer. I always wanted to be a lawyer. I just want to put that little piece of information in. What do they call it? Something you didn't know about me. Yeah, I thought I wanted to be a lawyer. But a lawyer is continually bringing up law and precedent. So we are to bring his word, his covenant promises. We are to find the scriptures that cover our case and lay the matter before God in prayer. We got to be definite. This is what Kenneth Hagin says in the book. Be definite and find the scriptures that definitely promise you those things that you need. When we come according to God's word does not fail. Isaiah 55:11 confirms this. It says in the Easy English Bible translation, it is the same. When I give my word to people, it will not return to me without any result. No, my word does what I want it to do. What I promise to do will certainly happen. That's what God is saying. When I give my word, it will not return unto me void. It will not return to me without results. So when we plead our case, we can rest assured that God is a promise keeper. If we plead, be like, Lord, you say it. Lord, you say it. And this one I be saying, because y'all know, if y'all been listening, y'all know that I desire to be a wife. And so the word of God says, this is how I say it. Lord, you said man should not be alone. It is not good for man to be alone. So I use that word. I put him in remembrance of that word. Lord, you said it's not good for man to be alone. So I stand on that word, Lord God, that I won't be alone. And I know and have faith that God will not that God will answer his word, that he will keep his promise, that he will not just let me be sitting here alone. Okay. Y'all get what I'm saying. I ain't going to be by myself because the word said it's not good for man to be alone. Okay. All right, y'all. So in closing this morning, I want to encourage you as I encourage myself. We must be wise enough to read the word of God, to know what it says so that we can plead our case in prayer. I know that praying in the spirit is the best way to pray when you don't know what to pray, because the Bible says that the Holy Spirit intercedes on our behalf. Like, he'll use us as we pray in the spirit to take our petitions to God. The Holy Spirit will do that. But how amazing would it be to plead our case for what we know? That means what we know in the Bible, that we can flip to specific scriptures that speak to the very need that we have. How amazing would it be, though, to plead our case for what we know and pray in the spirit for what we don't know? Now that right there, that's the kind of prayer life I want. That's the kind of prayer life I have. Those are the kind of conversations I want to have. And those are the kind of conversations I'm having with God every single day. All right, y'all, that is a wrap up for this episode, How to Plead Your Case and Win. Okay, y'all, we cannot be out here just praying amiss, meaning we missing it when we praying. Is it the Lord ain't hearing it, and it just ain't going nowhere. It's just in your space. It's, you know, you can be all up in the prayer closet and praying amiss. That's a word right there. You can literally be in the prayer closet at the church house and praying amiss. We got to know the law. We got to know the kingdom law. That's the thing I've been learning. I'm like, Lord, I want to learn this. I want to get this. I do not want to continue to live foolishly. I don't want to continue to live unwisely. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to continue to lack knowledge. I want wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I want to know how to get what God said is mine. You feel me? Do y'all understand that? I know you too. You want to do that too. You wouldn't be listening to this podcast if you didn't. All right. So what are your assignments for today? First of all, your assignment always should be to have a conversation with the Lord. So what did the Lord say to you in your conversation with him this morning? And then number two, what scriptures do you stand on to plead your case before the Lord? So that's kind of a trick question, I admit it, because that's going to actually make you go into the word of God and find the scriptures that you need for your situation. Right? So that's what I'm like super excited to do, just to explore and discover where the scriptures are so that I can write them down and be able to plead them like the lawyer that I am. Okay. Cause y'all heard me. I said I wanted to be a lawyer. I didn't know that I actually need to be a lawyer when it comes to the kingdom, because I need to plead my case to God. I need to stand on the law, the word. Lord, your word says this. So when his word says that, then it's already done. It's a done deal, right? You win, because God is a promise keeper and his word will not return unto him void. Like, he will do what he say. You can count on it. Okay. You can count on God doing what he say. And then number three, share this post, share this message with somebody who needs to hear it. Don't be hoarding this good podcast to yourself. Share it with somebody, you know, especially if, you know, you have friends or family members and you like, you know what, did you know that we are to plead our case before the Lord in prayer? Like, that's us bringing our petitions to him. Like, Lord, let me bring the case to you and say, let me show you. Okay. Like right here, you said this. And then right here, you said this. So you are no respecter of person. So if you did it for this person, Lord, you, you're going to do it for me too, because it says it right here in your word. You pleading your case. Yeah, we done all watch cases on TV before. All of us, most of us, we done seen cases. Celebrity cases, all kind of cases. Cold cases. Ooh, ooh, Holy Spirit. Ooh, y'all. I felt that we all got some, it's some cold cases. Ooh, Jesus. It's some cold cases, y'all. That the Lord is like, I've been trying to solve that for you. I've been trying to solve that thing for you, that problem for you, that thing that's been, ooh, Jesus. But you hadn't been focused on the case. The case is cold. You hadn't gone to my word and gotten what you need in order to plead the case, in order to win the case. Y'all know how cold cases work. My God. Ooh, that just came to me right there. I wasn't expecting that. Like, it's some stuff going on in your life that's a cold case. And the Lord is like, I've been trying to solve that case. That case that happened 10 years ago. That thing that happened to you 20 years ago. That thing that happened 30 years ago. It's a cold case because you ain't put no attention to it. You ain't put the law to it. Ooh, you ain't asked me to help you close the case. My God. Ooh, Lord Jesus, thank you. Y'all, what just happened? I'm trying to close the podcast out. The Holy Spirit, like, I will take over this podcast, okay? And I let him do it every time, every single time. So, Lord, I just thank you right now for what you are doing. I pray that the people that are listening to this podcast, Father God, will get the revelations that you have for them to get through me sharing these conversations that you and I have. So, Lord, I thank you today. I praise you. I magnify you. I glorify you. And I just thank you. It's like I can't thank you enough, Lord, for this relationship that you and I have. And I pray that me sharing this relationship that you and I have will inspire and bless others and encourage them to grow their relationship with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, y'all. That's all I got. I'm about to go be a teacher. Talk to y'all tomorrow.